Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. This week we are bringing you our usual roundup of gigs, comedy, theatre, music, absolutely everything you would want to be doing in this week of this fabulous city of Oxford. I'm Alwyn Conson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And we're going to kick you off by telling you about a chance to go and see an amazing couple of festivals for free!
Free festivals!
Yeah, listen up you cheapy listeners.
So Daily Info have got two competitions running at the moment for two of Oxfordshire's best festivals. First one is Truck Festival.
My personal favourite festival in Oxfordshire, I'm going to be honest.
We will be there. And if you want to be there, you can enter our truck competition and win two free tickets. It's super duper 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 easy how to enter. You just have to tweet us, Facebook us, or write on our page on our website who you'd most like to see at Truck Festival. And there's two hashtags you have to use, DI Truck and A Monster Summer. And you can find out all the details that I've just said, if you want them a bit slower and written down, on our website from our homepage. The second competition is for Wood Festival, which is a bit sooner, which we've talked about on the Oxcast before. And not only do we have two tickets to this festival, we also have a whole pile of Barefoot Books storybooks available for the winner as well. And there's runner-up prizes of discount vouchers at Barefoot Books Studio and Cafe. And so to enter the Wood Festival competition, you have to send us your tree or nature-inspired art, and that can be sculpture, photography, paintings, poems, a short story, a novella, whatever floats your boat. Again, to enter that competition, you can find all the details on our website from our homepage. So that's closing next Tuesday, the 14th, at midday, and the Truck Festival competition closes tomorrow, Thursday the 9th, at midnight.
So get on your bike, people. Right, that's enough self-promotion. How about something that people came for? What's on this evening, Anais?
Well, music.
Of course.
This evening is Oxford Punt, which is organised by Night Shift magazine, and it's an annual gigathon, or music hoedown, which I think are both excellent descriptors, to showcase the best local bands across Oxford in several venues across the wonderful city. So it's a similar setup to Oxjam and Gathering Festival, but they both happen in October. But these guys are quite clever. They're organising their music hoedown before the big summer festival season.
Yeah, get you in the mood.
Exactly, get you in the mood.
Go and see all these guys at the local festivals after you check them out. What sort of options are there for music?
Well, I've gathered some descriptions from the band's website to let you know. So in no particular order, there's death metal, there's rock, there's post-rock, there's art rock, there's heavy psychedelic rock, there's lo-fi chic pop. There's Afropop, there's neo-psychedelic, there's surrealist art punk disco.
They are actually really good.
And there is some good old vanilla pop, just plain pop, to finish it off. And so, that's all the music you can listen to. The venues you can go to listen to the music, which I won't list again, are the Duke's Cut, the White Rabbit, Purple Turtle, Wheat Chief and the Cellar. And there were wristbands to let you into all the venues, but I think it was a sold out. So you have to buy entry into each venue separately. But the Duke's Cut and the White Rabbit are free entry. And the Purple Turtle, Wheat Chief and Cellar are only £5 each.
So the idea is that people should sort of bop from one venue to the next.
Yes.
Taking a selection of all the different...
Exactly. Kind of great, so the gigs start from 7pm and the bands have about 45 minutes to an hour each. And you can just shimmy across town.
But how are people going to coordinate this fantastic selection?
Well, there you can look online if you look up the Oxford Punt 2013, or if you find a Night Shift magazine hanging about. They're free and they're in lots of pubs and cafes, and they're a very good read with lots of reviews of music as well. And so that's tonight, starting from 7 o'clock.
Brilliant. There we go. Your evening is sorted, listeners. Moving on, let's talk about a much maligned group of people. They are, in a sense, what make Oxford what it is in all its glory and horror. They are the students, and more particularly, student theatre. Now, I was astonished to learn that Anais has a different opinion to me on student theatre. She thinks that occasionally, sometimes, it's quite good.
I think it is good, yes.
Yeah, I'm being hyperbolic. Hyperbolic?
Alwyn did participate in student theatre. Alwyn is being a grumpy adult who's trying to forget his past errors perhaps.
Yeah.
You cannot forget.
It's all swept under the rug.
What's
now.
Done is done.
And I was rubbish, that's the problem. And really, I think, this is the thing, I'm being a bit over the top, but genuinely, there is such a lot of fantastic events, and we list them every single week in this wonderful Oxcast, which you can now subscribe to on iTunes, and you can go and see these amazing shows put on by genuine, some professional, struggling artists. Or you could go and see Harry from Eton pretending to be Hamlet for 3 excruciating hours. I'm being unfair. I realise I'm being unfair.
You're putting it to the extreme, because a lot of the theatre that might come to the city, some of it is excellent, some of it isn't so good. And just because you're a professional student doesn't really affect the quality sometimes. Mm-hmm. And also, for companies to get to be professional and to get to be renowned and in Alwyn's esteem, they probably did start off by doing student theatre.
That's very true. And we're going to shine a spotlight on some of the shows that are on this week in Oxford, student theatre shows.
It's quite a heavy load this week. It's taking on some quite challenging topics for students, which again is one of the good things about student theatre, is that they can take some risks and they can play with things that might not really appeal to mass audience sometimes.
I was going to say it's one of the bad things about student theatre, because they never choose something light, unless of course it's the importance of Christ on a Bike being earnest, which has been on in Oxford continuously since about 1924. But no, seriously, let's just talk about, for example, what's on at the Keeble O'Reilly Theatre, which is in Keeble College, you may be surprised to know, which is on this week until Saturday, I believe. It's 1984. Can you imagine a more depressing, more challenging work for a performer than 1984? A show which is, spoiler alert, about dystopian death and torture. Okay? And it's going to be addressed by student actors. They might be amazing! They might be really, really good. Are they, though?
Well, let's get a reviewer to tell us.
Yes, go along.
Someone review the show for us, please. Prove Alwyn wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. It would be a first.
Sure.
Yeah, a first today. In the last hour. there's also a couple of other charming, delightful shows on at the Burton Taylor Studio.
Yes, at the Burton Taylor Studio, there's a sort of double bill of The Trial, followed by Midnight at Rue Morgue. We've got Patrick here, who went to go see Midnight at the Rue Morgue last night at the BT Studio. Patrick, tell us what went down.
It's Midnight at the Rue Morgue, also known as the Rueful Morgana. This is a installation art piece rather than a play.
Immersive, I've heard it.
Very immersive. There's no chairs. Or the audience walks around with all the actors, who are all representing characters from various Edgar Allan Poe pieces. This may not be immediately apparent. I worked that out kind of towards the end of the play. There is a kind of pre-show newspaper sheet from the period, theoretically it's set in 1899 on Halloween, which may help you kind of get more into it. I'd recommend reading that if you can get it.
And if you don't know any Poe,
it would probably still be quite confusing however much Poe you know. It's a lot of the audience was definitely quite confused by it. It was the first night. It's very full on. There's not really much lead in to kind of explain to the audience you're about to be kind of totally in this not real really play, you're about to be part of this kind of event. So it took a while for the audience to kind of adapt to that. But I think probably as the word spreads and more people are kind of aware of what it is, they'll probably come a little bit more prepared and will maybe sort of jump in a bit more.
And how did it measure to other student theatre you've seen to enter our student theatre debate?
It was very avant-garde. You won't probably see anything like it. As a kind of showpiece, it lacked kind of a coherent plot. So if you're looking for a kind of story that will unfold, this probably would disappoint in that regard. However, as a piece of avant-garde installation theatre, it was really, really good. I think that, you know, Oxford Student Theatre has an awful lot to offer itself, especially at the Burton Taylor, which is a fantastic studio theatre.
It's good to go with an open mind and not be expecting a narrative and a seat.
No, especially not for this one, although other student theatre productions are available. If you do go for this one, it's not your cup of tea, go to lots more,
because another.
It's always great fun.
Let's tell that to Alwyn.
So there you have it. There we go. Go and see it. And moving on, how about some other theatres? Some different
theatres? Maybe something less contentious. Maybe something Alwyn might prefer, though you never know. So if you want to see some professional theatre, Finding Libby is at Art at the Old Fire Station this Thursday and Friday at 7:30pm. It's being performed by Alarum Theatre Company, which is run by Kate Saffin. She is a local writer and performer who's been writing one-woman shows for over 10 years, and mostly creates work based on the lives of canal boat folk.
A small genre, but one that's known that has a deep vein.
So Finding Libby is about a canal boat holiday shared between two neighbours and the resurfacing of forgotten memories along the waterways.
Sounds good.
It sounds very touching. Mm-hmm. I do kind of wish it was performed on a boat.
Yeah,
but I'm sure. I know. I think Kate Saffin, I think the theatre company has done boat side or boat yard performances, but I guess it's perhaps a bit more accessible to have it in
Can begrudge them getting in from the rain once in a while?
Yeah, yes, and that's Thursday and Friday at 7:30 at the Arts at the Old Fire Station.
Well, I've got something a little further afield. It's at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot, and it's Alistair McGowan, going from student to professional to really quite well known. You probably will have heard his voice if you've ever listened to the Spitting Image show or his new show Big Impression with Ronnie Ancona. He's now touring with his one-man show, Not Just a Pretty Voice. See what he did there with the title, where he'll be mixing stand-up with his trademark mimicry and a song about butter, which is something that he highlights quite heavily in his promotional material, so hopefully it's well worth it. The Sunday Times have called his new show Wickedly Funny, so if you want to hear the voices of everyone from Andy Murray to Colin Murray, and presumably some people's names don't end with Murray, head to the Cornerstone Arts Centre at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Also on Saturday night, the Wood Festival, can't get enough of it. It's just around the corner, but before you might head down to the festival in Brasiers Park, you can enjoy a warm-up gig. So it's taking place at Modern Art Oxford on Saturday at 7:30 with a few bands, lovely venue, including the Band of Hope, who are from Wallingford, the Oh So Many, and they're also a local band featuring a fluctuating number of performers, always outnumbered by the number of their instruments. Also the Keys and Audran Trumel, who is a kind of French, Dutch, Scottish folk jazz musician, which I think sounds really exotic and quaint at the same time. So I think only Band of Hope are actually performing at Wood as well. The other bands are just to give you a flavour. But the Modern at Oxford is a lovely place to go to gigs, and it should be a very nice, relaxed evening, forming the essence of what Wood Festival is.
Wonderful, yeah. And then after that, you can go along to be offended on Sunday night because a famous comedian is coming to the new theatre. He is Reginald D. Hunter. You will doubtless have seen him in one of his innumerable appearances on Have I Got News For You, Mock the Week, QI, everything like that. He has apparently snagged the very lucrative position of go-to American panel guest, which I suppose he shares in part.
Who did he beat to get there?
Well, him and Rich Hall seem to swap it between the two of them, but basically they are the only two American comedians of any, you know, of any television exposure in Britain. So I think that they kind of rotate through them when they want a bit of a...
You always wonder whether they're known at all back in America.
It does raise questions, isn't it? I mean, is this like... Is this the breakout market? Like, do you really make it big when you go to England? Or does it... Or Britain, rather. Or does it seem rather more likely that, you know, they decide that they're not quite stand out enough in America, so they come to Britain. Anyway, back to Reginald D. Hunter, go-to American panel guest. His new show, which he's touring, is alarmingly entitled In the Midst of Crackers, which, let's be fair, is probably true in Oxford, and he promises more of his same trademark irreverent and unpredictable wit, let's say.
I quite like the way Reginald D. Hunter's got a real sort of stillness to him, which can be really nice compared to a lot of comedians that kind of burble and flail about. He's got this kind of authority, and there's his pace is a little bit different to other
shows.
Gravitas, yes.
Absolutely. So yeah, you can see him at Sunday night at the new theatre. And finally, something macabre to wrap up your week.
So if you really want to make the most of your finite life this week, then I would recommend you head to the Death Cafe at the Albion Beatnik Bookstore in Jericho.
I think
Jericho.
It would be good if you repeated the title of this event for our listeners who may have thought that they misheard.
It's the Death Cafe. Mm-hmm. You go along to discuss dying...
To die!
No.
Suicide!
No, but I think it might have been slightly inspired from the kind of Swiss research and Swiss kind of death centres.
Wow,
and the sort
okay.
of accessibility to death. But basically, yes, you go along, talk about death, the end of life and so on, with a psychotherapist, which in this case is Josephine Speyer. Mm-hmm. And death cafes have actually been running since, I think, 2010. And they were originally a kind of a core group of Americans. But now the concept's taken off and kind of been franchised. And there are guidelines on how to run your own death cafe on their website.
Wow.
So it's a really simple premise. Mm-hmm. Enjoy some tea and cake whilst conversing on mortality. It's the first event of its kind in Oxford, so it might return if it works well. And Josephine Speyer,
if there are any survivors.
the psychotherapist facilitates the conversation, and she's led sessions before, so you can feel in safe hands. Mm-hmm. And it seems like quite an intimate and kind of controlled environment just to talk about what's on your mind, what's at the end of the road. So that's Monday from 6:30 till 8:30.
And on that inspiring note, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave you for this week, listeners. Go to some of the events we mentioned. Go to other events that are on in Oxford. You can find full listings of those on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk. You can also do other things to enrich your life there, such as finding a job, getting a new house, buying or selling any of your possessions. We do classified ads of every cost from free on up. And yeah, so go along.
You can also find us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford and like our Facebook page. Just search on Facebook Daily Info Oxford. And don't forget to enter our competitions. The Truck Festival competition ends tomorrow, Thursday the 9th of May. The Wood Festival competition closes next Tuesday, 14th of May. Send us your tree or nature-inspired art. Thank you for listening.